Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone at his home in Los Angeles, is Bruce Marciano. Bruce played Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. He literally took 7 weeks, 6 hours a day, and memorized every word that Jesus spoke in the Gospel of Matthew. Then he studied, and he passed from being born again to being a disciple of Jesus. And in Judaism, we have a prayer called the Shema. It's from Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and love your neighbor. Jesus added to it, love your neighbor as yourself. I would have to believe, Bruce Marciano, that that was what you were being taught when you did this movie.
Yeah. In fact, that scripture you just mentioned, you know, that phrase, love your Lord your God with everything you are, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, and love your neighbor as yourself. I remember doing that scene, and the camera got cut, and I said to myself, my goodness, Jesus just described himself. All Jesus did, and I'm oversimplifying, obviously, was love his Father with everything he was. He lived unto his Father, you know, bowed before his Father in every imaginable way, and dealt with other people as he would have other people deal with him. The essence of Jesus is love beyond comprehension unto his Father, and love beyond comprehension to you and me.
Just out of curiosity, now that you have this revelation, and even better than having this revelation or walking in this revelation, and you turn on most Christian television, you see a Jesus portrayed by actions, by what is said. Is that anywhere remotely close to the Jesus that you experienced?
Yeah, Sid, you know, you put me in a spot because I don't like to say anything about other performances or anything. But I will tell you that 99% of the time my heart breaks at the relative misrepresentation of Jesus, whether it's just outright piousness and religiosity, or whether it's lukewarmness and wimpiness. And, you know, yeah, my heart often breaks when I see representations of Jesus, whether it be a Jesus film or art, or, and this is very, very big thing, or even how sometimes he's portrayed from the pulpit. They know Jesus by our actions. I will never forget one time my mother watching Christian television, and the guy was preaching. And my mother, God bless her, she's in her 80s, and she looked at the TV and she said, why are they always yelling at us, Bruce? At the time, she wasn't born again. She said, why are they always talking to us as if we're stupid? And I thought, my goodness, that's profound. So there is a heartbreaking misrepresentation of the reality of Jesus, of his heart. And the other side of that is the testimony to the bigness of his grace, because in spite of it all, he gets the job done. People get saved. People come to know him. People grow in him. And that's the testimony to our foolishness and his bigness in the middle of it.
You know, you told my producer a story, a revelation you had about the healing of the leper and what he had to offer, and what you have to offer, and what we have to offer.
You know, the scene where Jesus healed the leper, the scene in the film, I'll never forget filming it, if I may. The director was an intensely praying guy, and I remember he came to me and he said, hey, Bruce, you know, I've been thinking, praying about this scene, and I think way the Lord would have us do it is that this guy would be so excited about being healed that he would just go crazy with joy and dancing around and leap into Jesus' arms, and they would fall into the ground and laugh together. And he said, can we do that? In other words, is it blasphemy? And and I thought to myself, well, number one, it's very real. I think if a guy gets healed of a terrible disease, it's not a very lukewarm experience. And number two, I told him, if that's what God is showing you, you've got to do it. You've just got to do it. The interesting thing, and those of your listeners who are familiar with the scene, you know, it stands this day as one of the most wonderful scenes in the film. But one of the things that occurred to me, the revelation that you're referring to, you know, here's this leper. This guy 2,000 years ago, if I may, is just filth personified, just diseased, filthy. The smell, the rejection, he was just living horror, you know. And when he came to Jesus that day 2,000 years ago, that was all the offering he had to give Jesus. He had nothing but his dirt to lay at Jesus' feet. He didn't have religiosity. He didn't have Bible knowledge. You know, all he had was filth and dirt and disease to lay at Jesus' feet. And in doing the scene, I realized, my goodness, that's what Jesus desires. Not for me to come to him with sophistication and fancy talk and stuff, but to come to him humble with my dirt and say, Lord Jesus, here's my dirt. I'm a sinner. Here's my dirt in every way, and I need you.
There were times that you found yourself just breaking down and weeping uncontrollably on the set. Why?
Again, it goes back to that compassion, Sid. The depth, that word isn't big enough to even begin to convey the depth of the compassion of Jesus for people's pain, of the heartache for Jesus. Heartache in Jesus for people living lives that were so far outside of his Father's plan, living such diminished lives, living lives under their own steam, under their own power. You see, I think of the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, plans for your good, not for your harm. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, is a man. He knows. He looks into a person's eyes. He's the creator. He knows where God wanted that guy to be. And he looks at you and I today, and he knows the plans and purposes. And within that, he knows the distance between the fullness of God's purposes and the relative lack which most of us live. In the same way, if I could bring it home, like a father, he looks at his son growing up, and his son is just goofing off and doing funny things and getting into drugs and just messing his life up. You see, the father knows where his son could be at. He knows his son's potential and the heartbreak. Well, if you can tap into that and multiply it a billion times, you've got Jesus standing on a street corner 2,000 years ago. And his heart cry, come to me, come to me.
Have you experienced that compassion yourself?
You know, Sid, and I say this in all humility, yes, I have. If I may take a little time and tell a story, when we were filming, in my memory, it's chapter 11 of Matthew, the speech, Jesus says, woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida, if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented. Jesus laments these villages that he's been in and poured his heart out and poured his life out, and yet the people just aren't interested. And I remember as we were preparing to do that speech, you must understand, I prayed and I prayed constantly during the shoot. But this day I prayed a particular prayer. I said, Lord, and I'm looking out at a sea of Moroccan extras in this makeshift marketplace that the production designer built, and camels and donkeys and humanity everywhere. And what I needed to get hold of to do the scene properly, to do the whole film properly, was a sense of Jesus' point of view on humanity, his perspective. And so I just started praying, Lord, show me what it all looks like through your eyes. you know, I wasn't looking for any kind of supernatural experience. I was trying to gain a mindset. What does the world look like through his eyes? And to make a long story short, in the moment I prayed that prayer, I have no words to describe what happened in my heart other than to say it was a shockwave of pain in my heart like I never imagined possible. Crippling heart pain to such an extent that it literally knocked the wind out of me. I couldn't breathe, and I exploded in tears just standing there on the set while they were preparing, putting the camera up and getting ready to film the scene. And I just sobbed and wept profusely there in the middle of hundreds of people. And in the middle of that, and this is a very big thing here, Sid, in the middle of that, the Lord spoke to me a scripture. He had compassion on the crowds because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And I knew that the Lord was giving me a glimpse of a billionth of that compassion. Again, that heartbreak for broken people and lost people.
Literally, your book, The Character of a Man, gives us a new definition of the masculinity of Jesus. Why are so many women interested in reading this book?
You know, interestingly, most of the email testimonies I get are from women. And, you know, women are discovering Jesus. Women, you know, I'll just say it, they've got a special sensitivity. They've got a special vulnerability. And I believe a special hunger for intimacy with Jesus that we men could learn a lesson from.
Bruce, when people read your book, The Character of a Man, and see the pictures of from the movie you did, they're going to get an insight into Jesus and intimacy with God, which is normal Christianity. For a donation of $18, order The Character of a Man. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.